question from Lavanya Vehera Prabhu. If someone by practicing Krishna consciousness reaches Vaikuntha planet, then can we say that he is also in little ignorance because he is not knowing about Krishna as the Supreme? Please also, Prabhu, please tell what is the difference between those who stay in Vaikuntha and Golok Vrindavan? Is there a difference of mood of devotees or their intelligence? Answer: certainly, it is not a matter of intelligence. As far as we understand it materially, it is entirely a matter of mood, of rasa. Vaikuntha is also an exalted place where everybody is eternally happy. And just because we know about Golok Vrindavan, we shouldn't devalue Vaikuntha and we think that starting that it is just like my backyard. Actually, Vaikuntha is the spiritual world. And there one has direct association of the Lord. One is living in the presence of the Lord on the same planet and is often rendering intimate services. But the mood is more of Aishwarya. So, if somebody by practicing Krishna consciousness attains Vaikuntha, all that it means is that person had the Swarupa over there. And the process of Krishna consciousness purified that person of all the material conditionings and the forgetfulness that they had brought. And then once the person came at the spiritual level, then naturally that person gravitated towards his Swarupa. So, if the person's Swarupa was in Vaikuntha, that person will go to Vaikuntha. And that is also the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Because ultimately the process of Krishna consciousness is not exclusivistic, is not narrow-minded. Vishnu is fully God. It is only that the same person, God, exhibits different personalities in different forms. So, Krishna and Vishnu are the same person, different personalities. And just because the person is exhibiting a different personality doesn't mean that that person is lower. Sometimes, just to illustrate the point of rasa, some pastimes may be told which seem to indicate, like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the devotee is not satisfied in Vaikuntha, so he goes to ultimately Goloka. But that's because his Swarupa was in Goloka originally. And that's where he returned eventually. But even in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is described that when the Gopa Kumar went to Vaikuntha, he saw that he was not satisfied over there in the presence of Vishnu, but all the Vaikuntha Vasis were fully satisfied. So the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a beautiful book written by Srila Sanatana Goswami, one of the great six Goswamis. And in that he has described how a seeker by the name Gopa Kumar, a devotee, he goes through various areas of existence, material and spiritual, till he ultimately attains Golok Vrindavan and gets reunited with Krishna. So while describing that adventurous and mysterious spiritual odyssey, it is described that Gopa Kumar also goes to Vaikuntha. And he is not satisfied, but everybody in Vaikuntha is satisfied over there in their relationship with Lord Vishnu. So that means that the Vaikuntha Vasis are also fully liberated. They have no ignorance at all. Not the kind of ignorance that we know of in the material world. And when they have a full relationship with Krishna in which they are satisfied, it is even offensive to say that they are in any ignorance at all. All that we can say is that they have a different rasa. And in Golok Vrindavan, there is a different rasa. So, just because somebody doesn't know that Krishna is supreme, that doesn't mean that that person is ignorance. All that it means is that person's natural flavor is different. Now, Hanumanji, his natural attraction is towards Lord Ramachandra. And it is not that because he is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, he is any lesser. Though he is perfectly glorious as one of the greatest servants of Lord Ram. And we need to respect him for that. And similarly, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha are also perfect in their own way. And we need to respect that. Our attraction towards Goloka should not become fanatical and should not lead to criticism or minimization of those whose perfection takes them to other parts of the spiritual world. Thank you.